listen close and I'll tell you a tale of magic and mirth and of sorrow, of a lass with a yearning for musical learning, her talent could not beg or borrow. So she sat by the fire, consumed with desire. She vowed she'd learn music or die. She called to the old ones to grant her request, and in despair she cried. By magic, two wee red-haired boys came hearing her crying so sadly. They came playing lightly with fiddles so small, playful and wise, they came gladly. Tunes, magic tunes, they taught her the tunes, old ones that no one remembers. The music and the gift of their spell. But no one could see how their music so free would be also a chain and a fetter. Play, she could play like the fairies, they say. No one in the county played better. But the wish of this lass, as the years that had passed, was to pass on the gift of these tunes, so full of strange turns that they couldn't be learned. So she died grieving and all alone. Tunes, magic tunes, they taught her the tunes, old ones that no one remembers. Danced how they danced under the moon, while the wind blew the stars. Said they came grieving the dead, those two red-haired boys. They played a slow air and then wild reels a pair, danced wild and free on her grave. The story is told that the lass then arose, awake from her death, sleep so quiet, played her fiddle all night with the red-haired boys around their gay fire so bright. Legend goes on that they took her along to their home of her own free will. In the deep fairy wood they live happy and good, and it's said she's there now playing still. Tunes, magic tunes, they taught her the tunes.